Cons: London, bacon, jam, butter at banned from public transport. By Victoria Friedman on March 5, 2019. A supermarket ad containing mostly fresh produce but that contained butter, bacon, and jam was banned after London's Mayor Sadiq Khan introduced a prohibition on advertising junk food on the Underground. Online food retailer FarmDrop, which aims to deliver fresher, fairer groceries, has claimed that Transport for London, TFL, rejected their advert because it contained items including free-range eggs and butter from local farmers in contravention of the war on high-fat, sugar and salt foods. In a blog post, the Fair Trade Shop shared the original poster above, highlighting the offending items that it said had to be removed before the ad was approved by TFL. Rashers of bacon, a jar of strawberry jam, free-range butter, and half a dozen free-range eggs. FarmDrop said that they supported preventing brands from aggressively advertising junk food to children, but they were surprised by the heavy hand taken against their ad that also featured fresh fruits and vegetables being arranged by a healthy-looking family in a kitchen setting. While the ban is coming from the right place, its handling has been clumsy. We know this because our latest campaign on the Tube network has been rejected. Why? Because our FarmDrop posters include so-called junk foods, the company wrote. We were told by TFL sales agent, Exterion, that these foods were not high-fat, sugar, and salt, HFSS, compliant. We ended up cropping the photo, but even this wasn't compliant with the new regulations, they added, before they claimed they had to trim the image again to exclude the offending butter, after censoring the jam, bacon, and eggs. TFL told the BBC that it is up to advertisers to make sure any food items featured were HFSS compliant, and denied that they had ordered the eggs in the cull. The transport company's ban came into effect on February 25, after Mayor Khan announced last year to prohibit the advertising of junk food. "I'm proposing to ban adverts for harmful junk food from our entire tube and bus network. I want to reduce the influence and pressure that can be put on children and families to make unhealthy choices," Mr. Khan had said in May 2018. In response, the advertising agency pointed out that international experience and independent research has shown an advertising ban would have little impact on the wider societal issues that drive obesity.